If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim. Din al-Islam, dini, wal-Ardam, ghayru dini, Muhammad illi hadini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God. Welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. We are going to be talking about the prayer rules according to the laws issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography.
A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtaza Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up till 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.
SubhanAllah.
Sheikh Javed, since we are talking about Ayatollah Khamenei's Islamic laws on prayer and prayer rules, and we started, in fact, a couple of episodes on the prayer rules, let me ask you this question, which might be the question of lots of people, especially in mega cities. Well, it does seem to me that, you know, in fact, in lots of these mega cities, the time difference between the east and the west of those cities are so vast and so large that so much that one might be suspicious of the azan, which comes in the morning, for example, as an just an example.
Yeah.
All right. Like, for example, in some countries like Iran, the azan for the morning, or the morning azan, the Fajr azan, might look a little bit too early, in fact,
yeah,
for some people, right?
Yeah.
Well, don't you think that one might be better off exercising some precaution in this regard? Like, for example, like wait, for example, for a couple of minutes and then offer his prayer.
Yeah, you're right. Supreme Leader Grand Ayatollah Khamenei has said that it is more precautionary to wait for some minutes until you are certain that the time has set in, you know. And just as you rightly mentioned, of course, there are some very big cities.
Mm-hmm.
The eastern part of the city and the western part of the city are they are poles apart, you know, from
yes,
each other.
Yes.
And of course, it takes you, let's say, hours to move from one corner of the city to another.
Yes.
So that's why the azan is said by and the azan is said by the radio or by the mosques.
Yes.
And all of those mosques start praying, giving the azan or saying the azan at the same time. So that's why His Eminence Ayatollah Khamenei has said that we need to wait for some minutes as a measure of precaution. But if a person wants to offer his prayers as soon as the adhan is said, there's no objection to him. But the precaution is to wait for some minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a matter of precaution only.
I see. Okay, Sheikh, another question, in fact, what are the ways through which one might be able to learn about the time of the prayer or when the prayer, in fact, or their azan has set in, their
yeah,
time?
First of all, the duty-bound or the mukallaf, in fact, must himself should become certain, or he should become sure that the time has set in. That, okay?
Yes.
If he is certain, then he is certain he should act according to his certainty, and he cannot go against what he believes to be. You know, when you believe that the time has set in, you should start praying, okay? And you have every reason to say that the time has set in, and you have every reason to start praying. So that's one way of making sure, or one way of ascertaining the time for prayer.
Mm-hmm.
If you are not in a position, if you are not able to determine the beginning of the time, or of course, then you need to ask two gentlemen, two witnesses who are reliable, who are trustworthy, and who are, let's say, adil, you know, they are just, you know. An adil person or a just person is one who does not commit haram publicly, and whose appearance indicates or suggests that he is a person who can be trusted.
Yes.
So he does not lie, he does not tell a lie, he's not, for example, he does not do anything which is illegal in according to Islamic Sharia. So he's an adil person. So if two individuals announce or tell you that that the time for prayer has set in, then you can trust them and you can start praying.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe if there is, for example, a muadhin or someone who calls for prayer, he is a muadhin. A muadhin, a person who is the caller to prayer. So if a muadhin who is trustworthy and who knows the time, and you also know him that he is such a person, and he announces, calls for prayer, then you can trust him and, of course, start praying.
Mm-hmm.
These are some ways to determine the beginning of the time for prayer.
Thank you very much, Sheikh. Let's take a short break and we'll be back. Don't go away.
لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر.
The followers of Ayatollah Khamenei can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khamenei's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker, here sitting in the studio with me, and we are talking about the prayer rules according to Ayatollah Khamenei's fatwas. Well, Sheikh, you know, we know that when the time for the prayer has set in, if you are in a Middle Eastern or a Muslim country, usually there is the call to prayer, or there is the azan, which is very much loud and clear through the loudspeakers everywhere or from the minarets of the mosques.
Yes.
But if you're living in a non-Muslim country, usually it's somehow difficult to determine whether the prayer time has set in or not. If one wonders or is doubtful what time is the exact or accurate prayer time, what should they do? Should they start offering their prayers?
His Eminence Ayatollah Khamenei says it clearly that if a person is not certain,
mm-hmm.
and does not have any means by which he could become certain that the time has set in, of course, he cannot pray. Because if he prays, his prayer is void.
Uh-huh.
Because he's not certain. But he can wait until he is certain. So as long as you are not certain, you cannot start praying. Like, for example, Dhuhr prayer, Fajr prayer, Maghrib prayer. So it is necessary to be certain that the time for a prayer has set in. And as long as you are not certain, you cannot start praying.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not clear whether you are going to offer your prayer within the prescribed time or maybe out of the prescribed time, before the time. So your prayer, according to Ayatollah Khamenei, is invalid.
I see. But that would be, in fact, too difficult to determine the prayer time if you have no access to internet, for example.
Yes.
All right? Sure. You're probably in a village or somewhere like that, and you don't have the internet access to you available. And also, it would be very difficult about the morning azan.
Yeah.
You know, when you're talking about, like, you have to wait, the time difference between the noon prayer and its qadha time is so huge. It's so much.
Yes.
It's a couple of hours. But for the morning, it's not very much.
1 hour and 30 minutes.
It's about 1 hour, basically.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So it would be too difficult to wait.
To wait.
And too difficult to determine this prayer time.
Yeah, a lot of people,
it?
You know, they go out to work. They go out to work. And maybe on their way to work, they need to pray. They need to pull over and offer their prayers at the roadside, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We are not talking about ourselves, you know, because we live in a Muslim country.
Yes.
We can, it's very much easy for us.
Yes.
Because we hear the adhan. And we act according to the Adhan. But for Muslims living in the West, of course, it's very difficult to tell the time. And they always have problems.
Challenging, yes.
It's kind of challenging for them.
Sheikh, is it obligatory to wait until the very Adhan is completed and then start praying, or not?
It's not necessary to wait, you know. Uh-huh. As soon as the Adhan,
or the beginning expressions were just out.
Yeah. When the Muazzin or the person calling to prayer,
yes,
starts giving Adhan or pronouncing,
yes,
then that is the time, you know. It means he has become certain about the time and he is now calling people to prayer. So that's the time, and it's not necessary for you to actually wait until the Adhan is completed and then you offer your prayers. No, that's right. Not necessary.
Thank you very much, Sheikh Javid. That was the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much for listening to us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Rahmanun Rahimun Mannanun Kareemun Salamun Aleemun La ilaha illahum Ghaffarun Jameelun Wahhabun Latifun Tawwabun Samiun Basir الظاهر والباطن ولا إله إلا